This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. For American students, the Great Recession has become the Great Reduction.
My high school cut 2 history positions.
School district can't afford to buy copy paper.
Now the parents have to bring in paper, pencil, dry erase, markers.
It's just sad that we have our sciences put on the back burner.
For some students, the battle for education funding has become the great civil rights cause of their generation. Walkouts, sit-ins, and facing down police, echoes of the 60s in the classrooms of today. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 31st. John Hockenberry is out all this week. Let's get a look at our top news this morning, and it's all about Hurricane Irene. The storm itself may have moved on, but the after effects are still being felt on the East Coast. Some of the worst damage is in North Carolina, Vermont, and New Jersey. In North Carolina, Governor Bev Perdue estimates that about 1,100 homes have been severely damaged. Federal officials are still surveying the damage to the state's farmlands. In Vermont, residents in more than 10 communities are still cut off because of flooding. And in New Jersey, a flood warning still in effect for the Pompton and Passaic Rivers. Lincoln Park, New Jersey homeowner Jennifer Becker is one unlucky victim.
Every piece of my furniture is ruined. Went on my first floor and went up into that second area. I lost everything.
FEMA may be running low on funds, but Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano promised victims from the storm that they will get compensation.
All claims by survivors of disasters for individual assistance will be paid.
The death toll from the storm has now reached 44 in 13 states. The United Nations has approved the release of $1.5 billion in Libyan funds. Those funds had been frozen in UK banks since March. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the UN is standing by, ready to help Libya rebuild.
I cannot overstate the urgency of this moment. Time is of the essence. The people of Libya are looking to the international community for help.
Meanwhile, Gaddafi loyalists in the city of Sirte have reportedly rejected an ultimatum from rebel fighters to surrender by Saturday. At least 25 top U.S. companies paid more to their CEOs than they paid in taxes in 2010. That's according to a report from the Institute for Policy Studies. Those companies include household names like Verizon, Boeing, and eBay. President Obama will join leaders from the Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO. He'll urge Congress to extend funding for highways and mass transit projects today. The president says the legislation protects 1 million jobs and strengthens the nation's infrastructure. Arizona's top prosecutor and the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, both of them are leaving their jobs because of the controversial Operation Fast and Furious. You may remember in that operation, the government lost track of more than 1,000 weapons. Those weapons were sold to criminal middlemen in a failed program. Exxon has reached an agreement with a Russian oil company. They're going to explore a 50,000-square-acre area in the Arctic Ocean that has recently been opened for drilling. Total investments from the two companies into this project could reach $500 billion. And Bank of America is expected to announce it will sell off a branch of its mortgage business. Asian markets and European indices are up. Futures are up quite a bit. Gold prices down slightly. The Dow will start at 11,559. The S&P at 1,212. The NASDAQ at 2,237. All this week, we're taking a look at education and especially where education meets economics. Yesterday, we talked with a couple administrators and the tough decisions they have to make when they have to make budget cuts. Today, we're going to hear from a couple students, 2 students, particularly in Detroit, who stood up, sat down, and walked out in trying to save their school's choir with or without the school's help. We want to know what's getting cut in your district what's getting saved and what could you do without, if anything. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll talk more later this hour. First, though, an update from Libya.